Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A Kenai grand jury Wednesday indicted 32-year-old Kirby Calderwood of Utah on several charges in the death of Anisha Duffy Murnan of Homer. The charges include murder in the first degree, three counts of murder in the second degree, kidnapping, sexual assault in the first degree, manslaughter, and tampering with physical evidence. Calderwood was arrested in May by police in Ogden, Utah. According to an AP report, Murnan went missing in October of 2019. On the 17th of that month, she went for a mile walk from her apartment to a medical clinic down in Homer for an appointment. She was 38 at the time. She left the housing complex and disappeared and wasn't seen again. At the time, authorities alleged that Calderwood picked Murnan up and drove her to the unoccupied residence of his then-girlfriend's parents, where he's accused of assaulting and torturing her for hours before taking her life. His then-girlfriend was out of town, according to an affidavit from a police department investigator. Murnan's body has yet to be recovered. At the time, Calderwood was a resident of Homer during Murnan's disappearance and allegedly knew her from working at her supported housing complex as well as other social programs. Police reported that Calderwood already was a person of interest in the case. He was interviewed last year before a tip in April this year to Kenai Peninsula Crime Stoppers, saying he talked about the kidnapping and death of Murnan. Calderwood additionally had a woman's Timex watch that he swiped from Murnan when Ogden, Utah police executed a search warrant at his home. The Timex that matched the description of Murnan's parents told authorities was spotted. A missing person flyer distributed with Murnan's image on it also was found, according to police. Murnan was declared dead July 17, 2021 in a presumptive death jury hearing where the jury determined she most likely died from homicide. Homer police report, Calderwood currently is in custody in Utah. The Challenger Learning Center of Alaska has expanded the subject of food security from within their space missions and STEM workshops into a three-part community workshop which aims to educate Alaskans on growing, gathering, and preserving their own food. The second workshop is scheduled for September the 28th, that's next Wednesday, and wild harvesting will be the subject of the focus. Marnie Alcott, CEO of the Challenger Learning Center.
This particular series of workshops is funded in part by NASA and the Alaska Space Grant Consortium, in addition to NISNET. And NASA has always had a focus on food security and sustainability. And that's something that a lot of people don't realize and recognize. And probably one of the biggest questions that we get here at the Challenger Learning Center of why it is that we are choosing to focus on food security.
The first food security and sustainability workshop the Challenger Learning Center held was completed last May. Growing Your Own is what it was called. It focused on soil building, seed saving, crop selection, and growing methods. The second workshop focuses on hunting and foraging for your own food. Alcott touches on the importance of food security and sustainability.
So in combination with the focus that we've always had, it's always been a part of our simulated space missions that we do here for the students of Alaska at the Challenger Learning Center. It's become more of a community-wide concern, considering the supply challenges that we've had here locally, and the fact that the very large percentage of our food and seeds even come from outside and rely on that supply chain.
In addition, the experts will speak at the Wild Harvest Workshop on food harvesting topics, including fishing, large game and plants, regulations, equipment, firearm safety, and their insider methods, tips, and tricks. CLCA's Food Security and Sustainability Wild Harvest Workshop is free to the public on Wednesday, September 28th from 9 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.